father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Have a little fun before we get back to some of your calls. Very quick little segment that we call... let's start off with football. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, you may have just heard, Eli Manning not only reached out to Johnny Harbaugh to tell him what a great opportunity it would be for him to coach the New York Giants, but he also got a reservation at Port Charles Prime Rib for Jameis Winston. That's the same restaurant that Jackson Dart asked Eli Manning to get him a restaurant to. Eli said no to Jackson, the new starting quarterback of the New York Giants, but said yes to the backup quarterback for the New York Giants.
And his Ole Miss, you know, I mean, the next heir apparent, you can't get a table for it. But Jameis Winston?
So, veteran? One might say, hey, Eli, there you go. Yep. LeBron James has now worn his own personal patch, commemorative patch, for the L.A. Lakers in a big win against Atlanta, bad team with no Trae Young last night, mm-hmm. and the game against Sacramento where he started his career, only player in the history of the NBA while still alive to demand and get his own personal commemorative patch that he gets to wear during NBA games. And he gets it despite the fact that J.J. Redick, his head coach, hates his guts with the passion of a thousand suns.
Does he wear it at practice?
No.
They don't practice.
They don't practice, yeah. That's right. Hey, LeBron James! There you go. Kyle Tucker, still waiting to sign a three-year, $150 million deal with the New York Mets, but it comes out over the last 24 hours. For those of you that don't follow Kyle Tucker, that the reason nobody wants to give him a longer deal, Yankees included, is that apparently Kyle Tucker doesn't like playing baseball.
It is nine innings, and half the time you're just standing out there.
So he doesn't like playing baseball, but he's demanding and might get $50 million a year, which makes us say, hey, Kyle Tucker! There you go. Mm-hmm. And final story for you for this WTF Wednesday. Bryson DeChambeau told PGA, go take a hike. Mm-hmm. I'm staying with LIV Golf. And in addition to that, signed the first ever gambling deal with a predictive market company, Kalshi. Mm-hmm. Because the $400 million he got from the Saudis was not enough to keep him happy mm-hmm. on the golf course.
He foresaw more purchases in his future.
Yes. Yeah. One might say, hey, Bryson DeChambeau. There you go. So that's how that works.
There you go. I like it. I like it.
Very happy with that. Very, very happy. Good job.
That one worked out flawless. He did a great job. The man behind the curtain did a fantastic job.
Yes, he did.
Nailed
All
it.
Right. Let's get back to your calls. By the way, just real quick, baseball, just real fast. I know we're going to do the Harbaugh and Giants and a little Jets as well, but it's been now two days, since we've heard the Mets rumored to be offering Kyle Tucker that three-year deal, $50 million AAV.
No, I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday? Yeah. What are we waiting on?
him to accept it. And apparently,
like what's,
apparently,
where are we at?
Apparently, they're willing to bump it up to 4 years at $50 million.
Is that right?
Yeah, but that would that might come with some opt outs.
So you get an opt out after two?
Yeah, maybe something like
so
that.
So if you're Kyle Tucker, it's got to be his opt out. Obviously, not a mutual opt out,
yeah,
right?
His opt out, yeah.
Yeah, so opt out for him after two.
Yep.
Maybe they get an opt out after three, but you have a fourth year locked in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy to me that so many people reached out to me in the last 24 hours to tell me something I didn't know. I know you may have heard of it. You'll be more in the weeds on baseball than I am.
Yeah.
But like, if a guy's reputation, look, let's just put this aside first. Great baseball player. Let's not argue that. Great baseball player. Yo, best guy in his position available on the market right now.
No
right?
doubt. Best, so good overall, for him. Best player
okay,
available.
Okay, great. Best player available. So let's not argue that, right? So if the guy's reputation is that he doesn't like playing, how do you commit 3 or 4 years at $50 million a year to a guy that you might wake up one day this year, next year, the year after that, in June, who's disinterested in being there?
Well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that there's a lack of passion for baseball. I don't know what that means exactly. You're saying he doesn't enjoy playing. Maybe it wears on him by the end of the year, but that's why they're looking at short-term deals. Like, that's exactly why.
But $50 million.
I understand that.
Like, it's okay. I get the short-term deal part. That's smart business.
But that's what you have to get.
But
if you're going to give him a short... Yeah. That's
for a guy that doesn't like playing, apparently?
We talked about this earlier. The incentive of making more money. He might not like baseball, but maybe he likes money.
He's already made a lot of money.
Yeah, not enough.
No, apparently not.
No, I mean, no, he hasn't made that much money.
He hasn't made the big wood contract
this one.
Right.
This is his first soiree into free agency. So the fear is you give him that 9-10 year deal, like many people thought. Heading into this, certainly last year he was traded from the Astros to the Cubs. Yankees wanted, like, there was a lot of speculation maybe the Yankees would trade for him. Yankee fans, go get Tucker. When you lost Soto, it's the next best player to Soto. Got to go get him.
Yeah.
There was an expectation that you were going to be talking about an 8-9 year deal upwards of $400-500 million. That was the expectation last year. Now, this starts circulating about his passion for the game, and suddenly those aren't out there. The long-term deal, that's the fear. You give him an 8-9 year deal, that money's guaranteed.
Right.
He's locked into $400 million. Maybe that's when the... You know, he's
disinterest
not that.
The or
disinterest
whatever.
Creeps in, but if you keep him on a 3 year deal at 50 per, knowing, hey, you give me 3 great years, you're going to make 150 and hit free agency again and make a bunch
that's
of money.
That's fair point. No, I think the short term deal is smart.
And just the commitment, just the idea of he's the richest owner in baseball. That's just the truth.
Right.
And he can eat it. And if you have to eat $50 million for the next 2 or 3 because he becomes, I don't know, either injury prone or shows a disinterest in baseball or whatever, just isn't the same player anymore, which has been known to happen. Like, it's 3 years, you eat it, you move on. And it doesn't keep you long-term tied to someone. Like, $50 million for 3 or 44 for 10. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'd rather do the three. I'm with you on
that. So that's the thought right now. But I don't know. You think he hates playing baseball?
I doubt he hates it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know,
we've seen it before.
Anthony Rendon, right, got the big contract in Anaheim and was miserable.
Yep.
Right, and said he was miserable. Told you, I'm going to take your money.
Yeah.
I don't like doing this.
He said it's just like, I get bored of it just like any other job or whatever. Yeah, like,
okay.
That was his thing.
I guess.
But they have to do it, Craig.
No, I get it.
The Mets have to do it.
I'm also
and
believe,
they have to go get a pitcher. They just...
But, like, when you offer a guy $50 million a year.
This comes with expectations.
Like, but, no, yes. But for me, if I'm the owner, like, I'm not waiting a week for you to give me an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made you an offer, which might be the best offer you got. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, that's the
But thing. If that is the best offer, all right, you got 24 hours to sleep on it. You know, tell your family, your wife, whatever it might be that you have to, you know, make sure everyone's cool. Do you want to move to New York and deal with New York and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But at some point, hey, my man, I offered you $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? I would have no patience for that
as an
owner.
Yeah, but you're looking
that's
at
me,
it.
That's me, though.
You're looking at it annually. You've offered him $150 million. He went into the offseason looking for 4.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, that's
like,
a
that's
fair
what,
point, too.
That's what he's looking for.
Right.
He'd rather make, he wants the 8-year deal.
Of course,
he
wouldn't?
He doesn't want the 3-year deal.
Right.
He'd rather make 40 for 9 than he makes 50 for 3. He wants the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to have to do this again in 3 years or prove himself again. So that's what the question will be. Right now, it seems like it's the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Will one of those two teams say, screw it, we'll give you the 8 years?
Got it.
Like,
okay.
That's, I think that's what he's waiting for.
Makes sense. Here's Shawnee in North Bergen on the fan. Sean, how are you?
Hey, boys, what's going on? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to say two things. One, that Harbaugh to the Giants is locked up. They just haven't announced it yet. I got sources.
Two, okay, the great.
Being, you know, I know they got the moment of the day in the morning show, and Craig used to be on that show. And
yeah,
I
created it.
You guys are the gay guys.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a gay moment of the day.
By the way, if the
father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
New name of the show sticks.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'm fine with it.
The gay moment of the day?
Yeah. I mean, if the name sticks, I have no problem with that. I'll endorse that. Mm-hmm. I'll support it. Get it sponsored.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. All good. Yeah. Maybe have Diddy on as a guest frequently. Yeah, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, man. Yeah.
Whatever it takes. I'm gonna be the Bryson DeChambeau of radio.
Yeah.
Or the Tom Brady of radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, financial whore.
That's it.
Where's the money coming from? I don't care.
I'm open.
Just give it all to me.
I'm with you.
I like when people get upset when Saudi Arabia, you know, greenwash, as it's called, when they use American sports to kind of clean their money and clean the image that they have and, you know, their history of being, you know, really bad people, right? But nobody complains about Saudi Arabia owning a piece of Live Nation. Nobody complains that Saudi Arabia owns a piece of Ticketmaster.
Right.
Right. We don't go out, oh, wait a minute, I'm not buying tickets on Ticketmaster. You know the Saudis own 10% of that?
Right.
I'm not going to see Zach Bryan. You know the Saudis own a piece of Live Nation? But when Tom Brady gets $75 million, if that's what he got,
right,
to play flag football in Saudi Arabia,
that's blood money.
What an a-hole.
Yep.
Oh, I can't believe he took their money. Dude, you would take it, I would take it, he would take it, we would all take it.
I would go play flag football in an Eagles jersey today.
For $75 million. You bet your ass you would.
Bet your ass I would.
Yeah, it's like when all the comedians went over there for the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't believe you did that. Did you see the check they wrote? Did you see how much they offered?
I mean,
I would take it as well. And my number's a lot less than $75 million.
A hell of a lot less.
I can tell you that. Here's Charlie in Ozone Park. Charlie, how are you?
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Great,
sir. Doing, Charlie?
Listen, Chris, if you guys can give me a little more time. I've been on the phone almost an hour.
Sorry, go.
Yeah, I got, well, 2 points and then one question for you. Okay? Yeah. First question is about the football with the Rooney Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Rooney Rule was put in by Mr. Rooney, not the one who currently owns it, his father, I believe. And they get black candidates a better chance to become coaches.
Correct.
But many times they disinterview a black coach knowing he's not going to get the job. Isn't that more degrading to them than it
was? Yes, so there's a two-pronged answer to that. The easy and first answer is yes. If you're bringing a guy in just to satisfy the rule and that guy doesn't have a chance, yes. But there's a byproduct of that that's very positive. Pardon me.
And I have another question.
I'm not going to hang up on you. The byproduct that's positive is that you're giving minority candidates a chance to be interviewed and go through that experience. And every once in a while, Mike Tomlin is the best example of this, you find a guy that knocks your socks off. that you would never consider to be the head coach, but because of the rule, you interviewed him and you were wowed by his interview. That's how Mike Tomlin got his job. Now, if you're an African-American or minority coach that has been through the interview process before, and then you know, it's kind of like the Brian Flores deal with the Giants back a few years ago, if you know that you're only being interviewed because of the color of your skin and you have no chance for the job and you've been through this 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons over the course of a certain amount of time, yes, it becomes offensive. It wasn't meant to be offensive.
No.
So the spirit is in the right place.
Yes.
But sure, if you're a proud coach who happens to be black and you know full well that you're only being interviewed so they can check a box that they interviewed a minority candidate, you might say no to that interview.
Yeah.
And how could anybody blame you?
Yep.
What's your other point?
And I also have a question about Aaron Glenn, one more of a statement.
Yeah.
I think the reason why he should be fired is if you listen to the post-game comments, many times this year he came out and said the team wasn't ready to play. Now, if the team's not ready to play, that's on the head coach.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And he's basically saying, I can't do my job.
Well, I would say this, Charlie, I appreciate you hanging on. I think that's twofold also. The coach is always the one that gets fired when there's an assessment that a team wasn't prepared or ready to play. I would push back on that a little bit. And while the coach does take some responsibility for that, we are paying these grown men millions and millions of dollars to play professional football. You should not need a coach to get you ready to play a game that you are being paid millions of dollars to play.
Mm-hmm.
So while the coach gets fired, because that's the way it goes, if you give me a player by name that was quote-unquote unprepared to play, that's the first guy I cut.
Yeah.
Because I'm not giving him my hard-earned money.
Yes, and we say it all the time, too. Oh, these guys, you know, it's down the stretch of the season, they got to put stuff on tape, not just for this team, but any team in the NFL. Like, you're expected to go out there and perform. Like, I'm with you. Like, we so often throw that on the coach. Now, it's on the coach, but those players need to be held accountable as well as the coach.
Sure.
But as far as the comments, like, he was taking accountability. Don't we love accountability? He stood there and said the team wasn't ready to play. That's on me.
Yeah. No, we do.
I mean,
like, we can't have it both ways.
That.
I think the problem is that
accountability.
And we keep making fun of that Jacksonville drive in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's such a bad answer.
Terrible answer.
Bad answer. Now, look, dealing with the New York media is its own unique thing.
And he was terrible at it this year.
And he viewed the media as combative.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that when you have a 3-win team, that is not the play in this town.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it shouldn't be the play in any town.
No.
Like, not that the media is going to curry favors for you, but if you think you're going to get a fair or positive shake from the guys that you demonize and that you're combative with, like, come on, man, you got to know better. And he should know better.
And that's what we were sold when he was hired. He knows the team. He knows the market. He knows the franchise.
Right.
He knows the fan base. He knows all these things. That's part of the reason he was brought in. And he didn't know any of it. He didn't know any of it. Every single answer, every single decision, every single you have to wait till Sunday to find out who my starting quarterback is, or, you know, angry at every single stupid question from the beginning. I knew it was going to be a problem when he started getting mad about Aaron Rodgers' questions in his first press conference.
Sure.
Like, you didn't think that they were going to ask you a bunch of Aaron Rodgers questions?
Well, they had to the way that story went.
How could you go into that interview
and
not expect it to be almost entirely about Aaron Rodgers?
Right. I also thought it was awkward when... Which I don't forget which reporter he called out. You know, Connor, maybe it was.
Rich Giannini.
Like, there are leaks in the Jet organization.
Yeah.
Like, there were leaks when Sala and Joe Douglas were there. Mm-hmm. There are leaks in most organizations.
Well, we don't hold it against Beningo.
And he got upset that there were leaks in the organization.
Yeah.
And when a reporter had a story that was from inside the organization, that pissed him off. By the way, that would piss me off, too.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the business at hand right now.
He scolded reporters for doing their job.
I know.
That's their job.
Right.
It's their job to get as much information as they can get. It's your job and your coaching staff's job and the organization's job not to give it to them.
He also comes from the Bill Parcells school.
I get it.
And Bill Parcells, hated the media, or at least acted like he hated the media.
Yeah. He forgot the winning class.
Right. You're allowed to be a jackass to the media when you win.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick was a horrendous human being to the Patriot media. But no one ever said anything about it because he won Super Bowls.
Right.
Bill Parcells was disrespectful to the New York media, but he won Super Bowls. When you're a 3-win team in your first year, you can't be disrespectful to the media because you don't have a background to say, but look what I've done. Look at all the great things I've accomplished. You don't have that.
No.
And he didn't realize. By the way, it's the exact same thing we saw. You know, I've since become friendly with Eric Mangini. He works at FS1 as well. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit, not a lot. But one of the biggest mistakes he made and other guys made off that Belichick tree was they tried to be Belichick. And it doesn't work. It works for him because he's got the hardware. You can't come in and be that guy without the rings on your fingers right. as head coach. And every one of those guys, all of his disciples, all made that mistake.
Yep.
They treated the media like, you know, it was a foreign enemy.
Yeah.
That's what they did. Yeah. If I had been Jets coach, which I could have been, I would not have done that.
No?
I would have had a glorious relationship with the media. With the media.
Yep.
100%. Probably would have done a show with you and whoever you were working with.
Right.
Gladly. No pay. Just want to talk to you.
Just talk to us.
Just talk to you.
Can I have like a What the F Wednesday segment?
Yeah, right here, sure. Whatever you want. I'm your Huckleberry. 888-808-1019. It is the Carton Show with Big Mac. Take a quick break. More of your calls coming up. No word yet if Harbaugh has accepted the Giants' job, but we do know that Aaron Glenn's coming back to be the Jets' head coach. That is locked in and confirmed. More of you right after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.